Welcome to chapter 99 of Memoirs of a Chalky Chump. Ladies and gentlemen, we did it. I mean, we almost did it. It's episode 99. One away from the big one. One little episode. Just today. And then next week, boy oh boy, do I have something big in store. Like, if you've just tuned in for the first time today, you're like, I'm going to listen to Luke's podcast. You've come one too early. I mean, don't stop listening. This would be a great ep. But you're just one week early. Next week would have blown your mind. Next week, you would have been like, oh, this is the best audio I've ever heard. But this week, hey, this won't even crack your top 10. All right, but I will say there is some. This is going to be a ride nonetheless today because there's a lot to do in preparation for 100. I mean, there's a lot to tell you that's not to do with that, but there is a lot of preparation. I'm not sure if I want to reveal what I'm doing next week yet. I'll sit on it maybe till later in the podcast, but all I'm going to say is whatever you think episode 100 is going to be and however good you think it's going to be at this point, times it by 8, 10, whatever, 20. I'd be happy for you to times it by 20 in your head and you still wouldn't be underwhelmed. Unless you're thinking what it is, then in that case, times it by 1 and it'll be that good. I'm so pumped. I've had a sick week, mainly because the weather's been good, so I've been in a good mood because my mood is weather dependent. You know what else? Everyone else has been in a grumpy mood because everyone else wakes up early. Like, all these other people in my life are waking up at 7 when it's, like, 2 degrees. Man, I'm cruising around at 9:30, 10, you know, getting a bit of shut-eye till then in my warm bed. And then I get up and I'm like, man, sun's out, I'm out. This is great, let's do it. So I've been pumped up. My week started off so good this week. I saw a junkie scale a 2-story building just to get into his mate's house. Yeah, you don't see that every day unless you work in South Melbourne, of course. Then you see it quite frequently. What a start to the week. It was like, he was like Spider-Man, right? So I get out of my car, I park at work, and then I get out of my car and I see all these tradies just filming a building. And I was like, why are these guys just like filming and laughing in a second story building? Surely the architecture is not that amusing. And then sure enough, I look up. There's this guy with like an Adidas bum bag, trackies, like, you know, just, you know already what I'm talking about, right? And he's already on the second story, his legs spread apart like starfishing, holding onto two sides of a window ledge. And I was like, oh shit, this is entertainment. I mean, I know there's a lot of like money going into TV and Netflix right now. I'm pretty sure it costs like over, you know, $10 million to make each Game of Thrones episodes. Don't bother. Pay a junkie $20 to climb a 2-story building and I'll watch that for weeks. Alright? So this is how I walked into the situation. Bunch of tradies filming it on their phones. I look up to the building. There's a guy on the second story and he's trying to get through a window on the second story. I don't know why he didn't use the door. Alright, there's a door below, there's a staircase that probably leads up in the housing commission. I don't know, but either way, I like his attitude because it's, man, if on like a Wednesday morning, you have like that attitude that where you're like, man, I need to get up to the second story. Most of us would be like, oh, I'll take the stairs. But if the stairs are broken, elevator's broken, most of us would be like, oh, well, I won't go up to the second story today. Not this man. No. He looked at that second story and was like, what? It's like 4 meters up. Hang on, hold my beer. And he did have a beer. He put it on the ground. And and he just started scaling the building. Dude, I don't know how you climb a building, man. I've never tried, but I don't think I could. I wouldn't have the balls to. And yeah, he did it. And then like he had his other mate from the housing commission, like, you know, sticking out his hand like Rapunzel trying to get him up, and then he hoisted him up, and then when he got up, everyone in the street cheered. What a start to the week. From then on in the day, I felt like I could do anything. I took that guy's attitude and just applied it to productive things, not meth. But like, man, it was, what a great start to the week. And I've been having great starts to each day because every single day I get sent a Snapchat by a guy in Sydney. He comes to my shows, right? I think his name's Jack. And he sends me Snapchat every single day of him. And right, I don't. This is the only reason I go on Snapchat, by the way. Snapchat sucks. Get on Instagram. If you're still on Snapchat, what are you doing? You know what I mean? You're like that guy who was on MySpace when everyone else was on Facebook. And you're like, oh, do you want to be part of my top 10 friends? Nah, dude. No one wants to be part of your top 10 friends. Go hang out with Tom. Wait, was it Tom from MySpace? Was it Tom? I don't know. Whatever that guy from MySpace was. Anyway, yeah, get off Snapchat, right? So the only reason why I go on Snapchat is to watch these guys' snaps every morning. Jack from Sydney slaps the same muffins in the same store every single day without fail. So this is the snap that I get every day. It's point of view shot of him walking into this same cafe. It doesn't matter if there's a queue, no queue, is if it's busy, not. It doesn't matter. He will walk around everyone in the queue. There's muffins up on the counter every single day, and every single time he'll slap every single muffin, film the staff members as he's slapping all the muffins, and then leave. Sometimes he gets yelled at by the staff. They go, go! Go away! Like, they'll just be like, they just scream at him. Sometimes, like, there'll be like a guy, you know what I mean? Sometimes people in the store will stare at him. It doesn't matter. His commitment to slapping that cheeky muff, it makes my day every single day. This is the video that he sent to me this morning. This morning he added music to the video. So he's walking into the store. He zooms up on the muffin. I think he... Wait, I'll go back. I think he says Target acquired. Yeah, Target acquired. So he zooms up on the muff. He's now entered the store. The people are staring at him. One slap.
Cheeky muffs.
And then boom, out of there, clean exit. That is the kind of content that I want to be receiving from you guys, all right? And not only this guy goes above and beyond. I will go as far as saying, Jack is probably not my biggest fan, but he's my most loyal, all right? Because his commitment to the game is like nothing else I've seen, all right? Sometimes, like, so he does this every single day, right, without fail, and it amuses me every single day. I've been meaning to bring this up on the podcast for months. He was doing this, like, 8 months ago, and then stopped for a bit, and then has now started every day for the last 3 months. It's incredible. But Jack also told me his commitment to the podcast, guys, which, look, if you guys reckon you can top this commitment to the Memoirs of a White Guy podcast, then be my guest. But I don't think you can. He told me that if he ever gets flyered by people, you know, people with, like, pamphlets and stuff on the street, they're annoying, like, charity people, whatever, and you just want to keep going about your day. My solution on this podcast has been, there's heaps of ones. You just tell them something that will throw them off. Like, sorry, I'm gay. Or sorry, I'm pregnant. Sorry, I'm a fish. Whatever, right? Just to throw them off and boom, you're out of there. You've got enough time to exit without them questioning you. This is not what Jack does. Jack talks to them, which you're probably thinking, oh, red flags. That's his first mistake. Not at all. That's what I thought too. He goes, man, I speak to them. And they go, what are you doing, or whatever, because they always ask you, they try and get you talking, you know, they pretend they're not trying to sell you, like, an electricity plan, and like, hey, what are you doing today, and you're like, cool, man, just start selling me whatever you're going to sell me, because we're not mates, these pleasantries are a waste of time. So Jack cuts to the chase, he goes, I'm listening to this podcast called Memoirs of a White Guy, and then he went on to tell this girl for about 5 minutes about my podcast until she looked it up right in front of her, and then she was like, okay, yeah, cool, I'll check it out. And then just as she was about to finally do her pitch to him, he just went, anyway, have a great day. That, ladies and gentlemen, is how you deal with those people. You plug this podcast. Why? Because there's nothing more that can waste their time. Not only are you wasting their time at the place, right? Not only are you are you wasting your time right then and there, but then if they actually do go and check out my podcast, man, imagine how confused they are. Cheeky muffs. fat birds. It's like, dude, the only thing ruder than plugging my podcast to these people is plugging my Snapchat, because that is a whole world of garbage that you shouldn't really put anyone on. No one deserves to watch that, but there's about a few thousand people every week who will sit through whatever the fuck I decided to put on Snapchat that week. Because you know what? It's punishment for everyone still using that app. But yeah, bit mad shout out to Jack from Sydney. Mate, you're killing it, mate. Keep slapping those muffs. I love your commitment every morning. It starts off my day fresh. I'm excited. And man, I can't see what the future holds with those muffs. It got to the point last time where, like, he was doing it 8 months ago, where the cafe moved the muffins off the top of the counter because he was slapping them too much. Incredible scenes down in Sydney. I'd like to see the same happening in other states. If you go past a cafe every single morning, hey, slap that muff, make it a routine, no mercy, do your best, alright? Send it to me, I'd love to see it. What I want to talk about, so I've already talked about how good my week was. Oh, okay, the last thing about me, alright? I'll move on from me in a sec, but the last thing that's happened this week that I was amazed by. Yesterday, I had to pick up my mum from work because her car broke down. And I was, you know, like when your parents are in the car, you just like, you don't do it on purpose really, but I guess you're just like subconsciously more cautious. You don't have the music up as loud because you're talking. You just like, I guess you just drive with an extra effort to be cautious. So I was at a traffic light, and all of a sudden, this guy next to me, he's in a ute, he's got tattoos all down his arm, he's got, like, you know, those, like, speed dealer type sunnies on, and he hangs out of his car window, and he just starts yelling his fucking brains out. Just, oi! Oi! And we're, like, 2 meters away. It's like, dude, I can hear you. Lower that tone. Bring it right down, man. Because right now, you're on another fucking planet with that tone. Alright? We can't communicate if you're gonna be on that level. I'm riding a completely different wave to you in life, man. You need to get down on my level. So he's like, oi! Oi! Just screaming, and then he just starts screaming the F word. He's like, fuck! Fuck! And I was like, what is happening? And mum turns to me. So mum's she turns and looks at him, and she goes, oh, what's he yelling at? And I'm like, I don't know. Mum's like, did you cut him off? And I'm like, no, I've been sitting at this traffic light for like 2 minutes. He's just rocked up. Like, what? No, I didn't cut him off. Unless I cut him off like 5 kilometers up the road. I don't think I did, because, again, being extra cautious. And then mum goes, so he's still screaming. He's like, fuck, fuck. And then mum goes, maybe he recognizes you from one of your videos. I'm like, I fucking hope not. Because if that's what people want to say to me, they watch one of my videos, they see me in public, then go, oi! Oi! Fuck! Fuck! I hope that's not what I'm going for. I'm going for like more like a, hey man, watch your videos, keep up the good work. You know, I'm not going for, oi! Fuck! And then mum goes, are you sure he doesn't recognize you? I'm like, mum, look at him, alright? That's not my general demographic, alright? I'm generally not going for a V-neck in a Holden Commodore ute screaming at me at the top of his lungs, alright? I don't appeal to that demographic. That demographic doesn't slap muffs, mum. They slap their fucking wives, alright? They I don't appeal to those kind of people. But mum was just insistent. She goes, he must recognize you. Why else would he be yelling? I'm like, oh, I don't know. Maybe he's on meth, dude. I saw a guy who looked exactly like that earlier in the week scale a 2-story building. Mum would have been like, oh, maybe he's a fan of your videos. Maybe he just wanted to get a better view of you. My parents do that all the time. We'll be like out in public. Because I think it shocked mum the first time people like came up to me in public and were like, hey Luke, and mum's like, oh, my mum, they were like these 15-year-olds once, right? And then they came up to us where I was out, like, we'll go out for dinner or something at a family thing. And this 15-year-old's like, man, like, I watch your videos. And mum's like, oh, are they your friends from school? And I'm like, they're 15. She's like, oh, were they? And I'm like, they're 7 years younger than me. They're two-thirds of my age. And mum's like, oh, they're your buddies from high school. Fuck. So then now whenever it happens, like whenever someone apparently screams at me in public, mum goes, oh, there must be a bit of a fan. I half expected her. This guy was like, fuck. Mum would have rolled down the window and been like, did you want him to give you an autograph? Nah, mum, keep the window up. He's not on our level. And not only that, I was like listening to the Beatles as well, because I've been like obsessed with the Beatles this week. I don't know why. The weather's been good, the sun's been shining, and I'm like, yeah, let's listen to a band from 1960 all week. Because I used to be like obsessed with the Beatles when I was a kid, and then I've just like become, you know, like a Beatles fan the way everyone is, which is like, yeah, their songs are dope, but I don't listen to them that much, but I know every single one of their songs off by heart. You know what I mean? If Hey Jude comes on or anything on their... Okay, not every single one of their songs, but if anything, top 25 songs I would know off by heart, you know, the greatest hits type thing. I'm like that with, you know, with a lot of bands, because it's like, yeah, I've listened to the Rolling Stones, it was great, and now I just listen to other shit. Sometimes I'll dabble back in there, but this week, I intended to go back and dabble to the Beatles. So I was like, I'll just, you know, dip my finger in, you know, maybe a bit of Love Me Do, and then I'll be like, all right, I'm out of there, back to what I was listening to. Or maybe a bit of She Loves You, yeah, you know, jam along that, and then like, all right, I'm out of there. Beatles, you were fun, I'm going to go back to 2018. I stayed there all week. I couldn't get enough. You know what I mean? I'm like driving around, like this is how it happened. Like the first time I was like, I'm just going to listen to the Beatles. It's a short car trip. And then like, 20 minutes later, I'm just like, I was like, oh, I'll listen to them for a bit and then I'll check on something. I'll check on a podcast or I'll, you know, I'll listen to something else. 20 minutes later, I'm like, getting better all the time. Used to be Penny Lane, there is a... Dude, so good. If there's anything that you want. If there's anything that can do. So colour me. I'm obsessed. Dude, I don't know what I like more, the Beatles or Panic at the Disco right now. I mean, probably Panic at the Disco, because half of them are still aren't dead, right? They're still touring. You know what I mean? I can't, like... I could go see a Paul McCartney show, but I can't really, you know... I could go visit Lennon's grave and be like, if there's anything I can do, so colour me. So good, man. You say goodbye, and I say hello, hello, goodbye. Dude, they're so good, man. We all live in the Isle of Summer. That song's so dumb, man. We all live in a yellow submarine. And I think people look at that song and go, like, it's a metaphor for, like, society, you know? We're all enclosed underwater. No one willing to break out of the system. Nah, I reckon they were high as fuck, or literally in a yellow submarine, and like one of them got out his notepad and were like, hey guys, we're all in a yellow submarine. But like they wouldn't have lived there, but maybe for a week they were, so they were like, we all live in a... And then they probably were singing that as a meme between the boys, and then they were like, hey, we're the biggest recording artist of all time. If we chuck that down on a fucking demo tape, maybe that will be our most famous song. And I'm obsessed with the Beatles. Anyway, I don't know why you guys need to know that, but I am. 8 days... Okay, I'll stop. The point is, right, so I'm listening to the Beatles in the car. So, do you know how, like, weird that is? Do you know, like... What I was trying to describe to you before is, like, I was on such a different wavelength. Sorry, I've been sick all week. Oh, man. I've got a blocked nose, and I'm like... Dude, I feel like Shrek. You know what I mean? I feel like Shrek's always sick. You just know that Shrek walks around all the time like... and you're like, are you sick, Shrek? He's like, nah. Just living that swamp life. You just like know that Shrek is like the worst diet. Anyway, so I feel like Shrek all week, which was awesome. But I was on such a different wavelength than that guy. Like, he was probably, like, pumping, like, AC/DC or, like, some hard ass in his ute. He's got tats. He was on another planet right now. I'm listening to, like, Loves Me, do. You know what I mean? Like, I'm listening to, like, old-timey tunes, right? Bobbing along with my mum in the car, you know, and we're just, like, humming along to, like, It's been a hard day's night and I've been working like a dog. And all of a sudden you hear, Oi! Oi! Fuck! Fuck! And I'm just like, dude, tone it down. You know what I mean? It was so good as well, because just as he like started singing, just as he started yelling, fuck! And mum started to get concerned, the song just ticked over and it was like, help! I need somebody help. And I was like, fuck, I do need help. I need to lock the fucking doors. Lock the doors. Somebody please lock the doors. Close. Alright. Okay, I'm done. My Beatles chat's over. I'm done. So yeah, I got screamed at this week. I saw a junkie climbing a 2-story building. Bloody eventful week. Let's talk about the KSI Logan Paul fight. Alright. People have been asking me all week, they're like, hey Luke, what'd you think of the KSI versus Logan Paul fight? And every time I've been like, hey, whatever your name is who's asking me, why do you care? For two reasons. Why do you care, full stop? And why do you care what I think? I wasn't there. I wasn't in the fight. All right? I watched it on Facebook, man. I didn't even pay for the stream. I'm not giving those dudes money. Oh, yeah, they need my $10. Cool. Alright, if they stop repping Gucci in their videos, then I'll pay for their shit. Alright? That's my rule. If you're repping Gucci, they don't need your money. Hey, Lewis, man, you're repping Gucci all the time. Sorry, but I ain't giving you money. Alright, that's literally what happened. Back in the day, if Lewis was like, oh man, I don't have my wallet, but I'm hungry, I'll be like, don't worry, man, I got this one. All good. And then one day he rocked up with a Gucci belt and he's like, oh man, I don't have any money. And I was like, cool, sell your belt. You can get 500 wraps for that, for whatever that belt is worth, alright? And then the other day he rocks up with like a Gucci hoodie and he's like, oh man, I don't think I can afford this. And I'm like, oh yeah, tell that to your jumper, dude. Sell that. Then you can buy a fucking house. That's my rule. If you're repping Gucci, you don't need my cash, right? So Logan Paul, he's got his Gucci slippers on. Hey man, I'm not paying for your fucking boxing match. So, and people are like, oh, you can't get it for free. Yeah, I looked it up on Facebook. It took me about 30 seconds. I looked up KSI versus Logan Paul. First video, 4-hour live stream in HD. So I watched that shit, right? Didn't watch the whole thing. I just watched the Logan Paul fight, the Jake Paul fight, and Michael from Raka Raka's fight against Scarce. I didn't even know who Scarce was, right? I'm not really into YouTube. I'm not, like, into that guy. I found out who Filthy Frank was only because of my You Don't Know Me video. Because people, like, messaged me going, like, bro, you copied Filthy Frank. And I didn't know who that was. I thought it was a Simpsons character. Because I'm not really into the Simpsons either. I never really watched it that much. So I was like, maybe it's, like, you know, like a pop culture reference I don't get. I looked it up. I was like, oh no, it's a guy who wears speed dealers and does dumb shit on the internet. But I didn't, you know what I mean? I just don't, like, I'm not really into YouTube culture. Like, I didn't even know who Max Mofo was. He's like a big Australian YouTuber. I don't know who I just know him as like Lewis's friend. I don't think I've actually watched one of his videos before. I'm just not into like that side. I'm into like comedy and, you know, leaving the house, getting vitamin D on my skin, shit like that, you know, just like going outside and having mates. So, yeah, I'm just like not really into YouTube culture. So I had to like look up who Scarce was, because I know Michael from Raka Raka, they're sick dudes. So I was interested to watch that fight because he's been putting in heaps of work. And man, he was just like, he's like this guy's like Keemstar who like reports on YouTube news. And then obviously Michael fucking destroyed him. Because that dude has never seen the sun, right? So, that was a good fight. And then I watched the Jake Paul fight. And by the way, people were like, the whole thing, like afterwards, everyone's like, oh, I want a refund. Like, because if you don't know, KSI and Logan Paul, they had a draw. And then Jake beat Deji, his brother, which, rightly so. Deji's YouTube name is Comedy Shorts Gamer. You know that Deji was in that ring, and he was, as the bell went for round one, he looked down at his boxing gloves, and he was like, when I made my gaming channel 8 years ago, this is not where I thought it would end up. Fighting in the middle of Manchester Arena in front of 10,000 people in the room and millions watching online, knowing that he's about to get fucking destroyed by this white dude from Ohio. Man, like, and everyone was like, oh, the fight was shit. Fights were so shit. Really? I wonder why. Could it be the fact that they aren't boxers? And you all invested in the fact that they were boxing? Dude, they're boxers, alright? If you want to see a good YouTube... if you want to see a good boxing match... get a boxer to do it. Get Floyd Mayweather to do it. Get Muhammad Ali in the ring. If you want to see a good boxing match, get boxers. If you want to see a good YouTube video, still get boxers, alright? Because Logan Paul and Jake will not deliver on that. But, yeah, look, they're not really good at many things. They're good at selling merch, actually. They're way better at me than selling merch. They're really good at that. But people just were like, oh, the fight was shit. Yeah, they're not fucking boxers. And they never said they were. Actually, I think KSI said he was. Anyway, it was so good, man. Like, Logan once got hit after the bell. Like, KSI hit him after the bell to the round had ended, which is illegal. And then Jake ran into the ring, like, trying to be all hard. He's like, fucking all smash you. It's like, dude, calm down. You've just had a fight. You don't need another one. It was great, man. I was laughing the whole time. Like, instead of watching, like, a comedy special on Netflix, I would happily watch those fights again. So good. Like, my favorite was, like, I was writing down quotes from the commentator. One of the quotes was, this is a high-stakes fight. People need to know. Oh, right, so it was two British guys. So they're like, this is a high-stakes fight, mate. Like, people need to know that there are millions and millions of subscribers on the line. Not millions and millions of dollars. They're like, there are millions and millions of subscribers. Like, mate, if they lose this fight, people will unsub. Those stakes are fucking high. That's not high stakes, man. That isn't high stakes. What's high stakes about that? Millions and millions of subscribers at stake. Cool. Yeah, that matters in life. A fucking number on a screen, right? And, like, Jake Paul came out looking like he was on Mad Max. You know, he was wearing a necklace that said, fuck Jake Paul. And I was like, I feel that. You know, how insecure do you have to be to be, like, to have to feel like you have to acknowledge what everyone's saying about you? To wear a necklace that says, fuck, like, and then your name. You know what I mean? You're like, oh man, look, I'm like embracing the hate, man. Dude, there's other ways to be self-aware. Not like buying a necklace. Not getting a custom-made necklace that said, like, fuck Luke Kidgel on it. And being like, man, I've been getting a bit of hate lately. So good. Man. Dude, my favorite part was they all walk out to their diss tracks. They'll walk out to their own diss tracks. So they all made diss tracks about each other because they're YouTubers and not boxers. And, like, Conor McGregor would never walk out to his own diss track. You know what I mean? Like, Pacquiao wouldn't, like, come out to him just singing about his opponent. Like, yeah, look at me rap. It was just such a different world because I've been a fan of boxing for a while now. Like, I went to boxing at the Commonwealth Games. Like, twice. I've been, like, a fan of the sport for a while. You know, I always watch the big fights. Whenever Danny Green's fighting, I'll watch it. Because my dad was into boxing, so I guess I've just, like, come to appreciate the sport. I'm not really, like, into it myself. You know, like, I don't really know a lot about, like, the technique and, like, stuff. But I really appreciate, like, the hard work that goes into a fight. And as, like, a fan of boxing, I was just, like, why am I watching this? This isn't, like, this is like watching two guys. You know what it was? It was watching two guys who have been doing it for 3 months spar. Yet there were millions of dollars at stake. And I'm still trying to work out if the fight was rigged or not. Because the whole thing was obviously a cash grab for them. And everyone was like, oh, it was staged, like, it's bullshit. Obviously, it was a draw. They'd already booked in the rematch and stuff. And I'm like, yeah, I agree. Like, it seems really staged. But there's also millions of dollars at stake from betting companies and sponsors and all this stuff that it's like, you could be put in jail for a long time. Like, the judges, whoever, if it was rigged, right? If it was a rigged fight and it was always going to be draw all along, then you could go to jail for years, because that's highly illegal to rig, like, betting situations and stuff like that. So, I don't know. I feel like something did seem off about it, the way they immediately, like, after the match, were like, let's do a rematch, and then everyone was on board for it. But yeah, I mean, good on them. They made heaps of money. Much respect. Except they didn't make my money, but, because why? Because I'm thrifty. Not even that. I just searched it on Facebook. I don't think I would have watched it. I didn't care enough to like, go find, like, an illegal stream. But I cared enough to try once. And then I was like, all right, I found a stream in HD. We'll give it a go. And I don't regret it. It was very entertaining. My favorite part, though, was Jake Paul called out Chris Brown after the fight. And then he, like, announced his clothing brand. Dude, it's so funny, man. He, like, challenged a rapper to a fight. Oh, man. Hilarious. Anyway, that's my thoughts on the KSI versus Logan Paul fight. It was very amusing and hell of a waste of time. All right, moving on. Guys, I got a bit of a problem in my life, and I hope you guys agree with me. My girlfriend, turns out, very close-minded. Yeah. You're probably like, what's she close-minded about, Luke? I'll tell you, guys and girls. Emily thinks, well, no, she cannot fathom, right? I shot a hypothetical situation at her the other night, and she was like, no way. Nah, no chance. That's not a thing in the entire world. And I was like, really? You don't think anything would do that, right? This is the hypothetical. I was like, you know that there is a dog out there, like a pet dog, that would fart on his food every night, then turn around and eat it straight away because it likes the taste of its own fart. You know for a fact that would exist, right? I was like, that would definitely exist. And she goes, no way. Why would a dog do that? I'm like, I'm not saying a normal dog would do it, but you know there is a dog out there who wants to eat its own farts. And she just could not process this like it could ever be a thing. How many dogs are in the world? I'm going to look it up. How many dogs are there in the world? There are approximately 32 million owned dogs and perhaps as many 20 million stray dogs. She doesn't think out of 52 million dogs, there's one that goes like, yeah, I like woofing down my own fart. I'm a dog. Sue me. You can't. I don't own anything. What are you going to sue me for? Pedigree? My own fart? Cool. I'll eat it before I give it to you. How can you be so close-minded? And then I was like, dude, Emily, I'm like, listen, okay. I'm not saying that a normal dog would eat its own fart. I'm not saying that many dogs would eat their own fart. I'm not even saying 1% of dogs would eat their own farts. I'm saying there would at least be one dog that eat their own farts. And she's like, well, find me evidence. If you can prove that there is a dog that farts on its food and then eats it. I'm like, I can't provide you evidence. It's like if I was like, hey, there's got to be aliens somewhere out there in the universe somewhere. You're like, yeah, it's illogical to think that we would be the only like living species in the entire universe. It's a selfish thought. As it is selfish to think that there will be no one. Dude, there'd be a person that farts on their own food before they eat it. There would be a human being that only eats their food if it's been garnished in their own fart. Now, I'm sorry if you're eating right now, but I'm just saying, how can you be so close-minded? You know for a fact that exists. And, like, surely, okay, if you guys can someone please find me evidence? If your pet likes to eat its own farts, if you know someone's pet who eats its own farts, please tell me. I need to prove Emily wrong, all right? She just will not... She will not accept the fact that the possibility that there's a dog that eats its own farts. Please help me with this one, guys. I need evidence or else she won't accept it. Because, you know, you guys, I know you guys agree with me going right now, like, yeah, it's totally plausible. It's not that ridiculous. It's like I told her that I had, like, a thumb up my fucking nose. Oh, wait, that's not. I meant to say a big toe up my nose. Oh, that's also not plausible. You know what? What's something that's implausible? Alright, it's like I told her there that I wasn't funny. It's like, dude, I just talked about dog farts for the last 3 minutes. Hilarious. How can she not... Oh, man. Unbelievable. Anyway, if you guys could find evidence... This is one of the weirdest requests ever, but if you guys could find evidence of a dog farting in its own pedigree, doesn't have to be pedigree, whatever it eats, if it's in its own food, and then eating it straight away, because it likes the taste of its own fart... Please send it to me. I never thought I'd want that through my inbox, but hey, I need it now. All right, episode 100, and then we'll do questions. Guys, all I'm going to say is, I think I've done it. It's not a live episode. Next week will not be a live episode. It's going to be better, all right? I don't know how to describe it to you. I think of like the, okay, whatever, I'm sure everyone has a personal favorite episode of this podcast. Some of you have been listening since episode one, all right? Episode one, and now it's episode 100, and I thank you so much. You guys are legends. I really appreciate the support. Now I feel like there's finally, I feel like I've done it. I worry that now after episode 100, if all goes to plan, I will never be able to top it again. And that's what I thought after episode 50, the Live Bird podcast. I thought, man, what a great ep. How are we going to top it from there? Well, your boy's done it. It's 99.9% confirmed. Now, I don't like making promises and then not delivering. So I'm not going to make promises. But all I'm saying, guys, is that next week on the podcast... I've got an interview that is more anticipated than the Peter Pigeon interview. Who could that be with? All I'm going to say is I'm very, very self-conscious of how my hair looks. Because if I'm in the room with this person, I'm going to look like shit. I'm going to feel like shit. I'm going to be nervous as all hell. Because they got the haircut to beat all haircuts. They got the charisma to beat all charisma. They got the personality to beat all personality. But all I'm saying is next week, look, all will be revealed. I mean, I've already revealed it. But all will be revealed next week. If you have any questions that you would want to ask someone with perfect hair who's recently been on the cover of Men's Health, then I would love to hear them from you. And I will happily ask them your questions if it's a good question, right? So if you guys do have any questions that you want to shoot my way that perhaps, you know... Say if I was to speak to the host of The Bachelor next week of the podcast. I'm not confirming or denying anything. I'm just saying, say if I was in the crazy hypothetical, you know, like Emily probably could not fathom this, but anyway, say if I was in this crazy hypothetical to speak to the host of The Bachelor next week, what would you guys want to know? Would you guys want to know more about his personal life, hosting The Bachelor? Would you guys want to know about his Men's Health cover recently? Whatever you guys want to know. I'm not saying I'm going to speak to the host of The Bachelor next week, and that's going to be the best. Look, that's Look. Ah! That was me when I got the email back. Ah! I was like, oh! Oh my God! Oh my God! Guys, next week, it's happening. I think. It's okay, here's it. It's like 99% confirmed. The reason why I don't want to say fully confirmed is because then I have an out. You know what I mean? Because then I'll be like, hey, I never confirmed it. Stop coming at me. All right, it's 99%. Because I haven't done it yet. So therefore, it's 99%. You know, I might wake up, get hit by a car on the way. You know what I mean? So it's 99%. All I'm saying is, it's scheduled in, but it's 99%. The camera just cut out. I think it just ran out of battery, but I plugged it in. We're all good. Yeah, I think it was just getting a bit too excited. Couldn't handle that news. Guys, I feel like I really undersold that. I feel like I need to go back. Hang on, let's go backtrack and like really build this up a bit more. Because I feel like I've not hyped this up enough. Because this is obviously the best thing that will ever happen on the podcast. And I haven't hyped it nearly enough. I'm going to look up inspirational music. And let's really like get pumped here. I'm sorry, I need to like redo that build up. Because I'll be honest, I wasn't planning on revealing it in the podcast. And I still haven't. But I feel like I do need to pump it up. I can't really find a good song. Let's just pick the first song. All right. This is what we're using. Okay, guys. In episode 1 of the podcast, I'm pretty sure there is audio of me saying, ladies and gentlemen, the guest who I want to get on the podcast eventually is Osher Gunsberg. And that was just a dream. That was a fantasy. Never did I think that this podcast would grow to what it is today. Okay? But ladies and gentlemen, I'm very proud to announce, after weeks of emailing, behind the scenes hustling, me owing a lot of people many favors, your boy's done it. I may or may not, still not confirming, I may, probably may, but all may not, have a 1 hour time slot allotted in Osher Gunsberg's schedule this Friday, the 31st of August, I think. Yeah, this is the 31st of August. Does Osher know what this podcast is about? Probably not, or he wouldn't have agreed to do it. Will it be the best podcast of all time? Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, episode 100 next week of the podcast, without further ado, will be 99.99% sure that I'm joined by Osher Gunsberg. I feel like I should end the podcast now. I feel like we can't top that. Look, that's it, guys. We did it. I'm crying, man. I'm so excited. And now if he cancels... now if he cancels, episode 100 will go down as the worst episode of all time. Next week, guys... I'm not kidding, by the way. I know that I fucked around a lot on this podcast. But yeah, Osher agreed to do it. I've been speaking with his manager and stuff, and he's got a new book coming out. So I think he just wants to plug that. But hey, we'll take it, guys. So if there's any questions you want to ask him, I'd love for you to send them to me. It's going to be the best episode. This is bigger than anything I ever thought episode 100 would be. How naive was I? They're going like, oh, maybe we should all watch The Bachelor together. Or I could be joined by the host. If you had told me a month ago that, hang on, let's get back to the inspirational music. If you had told me a month ago that this is what episode 100 would be, I wouldn't have believed you. But we did it. Oh my God. I'm thinking I'm going to get an Osher cut during the week on Thursday. I was going to get one for the radio show anyway. And then I'll get Osher to rate my Osher cut on the podcast. If there's anything else, any other suggestions that you want to chat Yeah, I mean, guys, I feel like this is your episode next week. I feel like I'm doing it for you guys. I'm doing it for this community. I feel like really I'm just flying the flag. So whatever you guys want me to ask him, I will do that on behalf of this community, on behalf of all the white boys and girls and other nationalities, because, you know, it's a podcast. But, you know, that's the name. On behalf of every single person who listens to this podcast, I just want to say that I've never been prouder to record an episode of the podcast than I will be next week. And, hey, I don't know what to say. That's what I worry. I worry I'm going to be speechless. I'm worried I'm going to get in there and be like, you're my idol. Yeah, and I'm just going to see his hair and be like, dead, goodbye, nice hair. Like, I'm going to have to hold back me crushing on him. What I worry about is he's going to listen to this podcast. He's going to be like, oh, check out the last podcast. And then he's going to like hear, he's going to hear a story of a junkie scaling a two-story building. He's going to hear a story of, this is why he might cancel. He may cancel during the week because he may realize what he's getting amongst. But, hey, look, Osher, if you're listening, keen to have you, brother. Let's do it. It's going to be the greatest episode of all time. That's how I pitched it to him. I was like, I sent an email, right? This was like weeks ago. I sent an email, right? So, because I know, look, I'm not going to tell you how I got onto him. It was just like, I know a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy who knows Osher's manager. That's how I got onto him, right? I had to go through heaps of people, and then eventually got onto there, and then I got onto Osher's manager, and then crazy. So, what was I even talking about? I've just lost my train of thought. Completely. I've completely lost... I don't know what I was talking about. Anyway, this is what we're going to do next week. Oh, no, I was going to say... Oh, yeah, I pitched it to them, saying, like, this is going to be the best podcast ever. Not of Memoirs of a White Guy. I was like, hey, Osher, do you want to be a part of the greatest podcast of all time? Like, you probably heard episodes of Joe Rogan. Osher's got his own podcast. And I'm like, man, we're going to make the best podcast of all time. And then he was like, all right, I'm down. So I really have to deliver on that next week. And, yeah, can't wait to do it. Guys, that is the end of the episode. I can do a couple of questions if you want. I guess I haven't done them for a while. I will do them. I'll do one, okay? Oscar. Howdy, Luke. I'm an avid listener from Oregon, USA. I've spent the last year trying to catch up to your podcast, and I finally did. Hey, thank you very much, Oscar. Even though your fun fact segment is over, I wanted to tell you one that made me laugh. Well, this is going to make you sound like a terrible person, and even more so when I read it. This is the fun fact, ladies and gentlemen. Prepare yourselves. The man with the longest beard accidentally committed suicide after stepping on his own beard when he was walking and breaking his neck. Very fun fact. I mean, that's... Look, I didn't believe that fact. I don't think that's a fact, man. That seems like a myth. You know what I mean? Like, that's like... That's about as believable as, like, Goldilocks and the Three Bears. Because who can step with that... Like, who steps that ferociously that they're just stomping on their own beard that their chin gets yanked down so much that it cracks their neck? I actually don't think that's possible. So, anyway, great fun fact. If it is a fact, very fun and, incredible. I just don't... I doubt the fact part of that. It's fun, but it's just not a fact. Anyways, Luke, I've been with this girl for about 3 months and we haven't kissed. What? I've been with this girl for like 3 months and we haven't kissed. I was wondering if you could give me some pointers. Use your lips, man. Get a little bit of tongue in there. This is a special moment. How do I do it? Like, what pickup line should I use? Are we still doing that as a society? Are we still using pickup lines? Are we still walking up to people and going, hey, really? We're still using pickup lines. Hey, girl, are you Jamaican? Because you're Jamaican me... Like, really? Really? Are you a library card? Or no, are you a library book? Because I'd check you out any day. Fucking nerd, going to the library. That doesn't work. There's no girl that's like, man, I wasn't going to get with him, but then he just charmed me with this pickup line. Girl, is your name Draco Malfoy? Because I want to slither in. Dude, if you're using pickup lines, that's why you haven't been kissed. Alright? There is no pickup line that after 3 months of not kissing that will get you a kiss. Alright? Hey man, I don't think the problem is you not kissing. I don't think you're with this girl, man. I'm sorry. But there's no way you've been with a girl for 3 months. I think she thinks you're friends and you think you're going out. And there's a massive miscommunication that happens because... unless you're like 12. If you're like 12, then... Firstly, why are you listening to this podcast? Stay in school, man. Unless you listen to this podcast in school, then in that case, hey, maybe less time listening to this podcast, more time kissing girls, dude. I've never heard of that. 3 months, that's a quarter of a year being with someone and you haven't kissed. What do you do? Like, hold hands and shit? Man, that's cool, man. Abstinence is cool. I've never kissed a girl either, so I don't know how to break this to you, dude. I've never kissed a girl, so like maybe listen to that Katy Perry song. She's kissed a girl and she liked it, so maybe like send an email instead of to luke.kidgel@gmail.com. Send an email to katy.perry@gmail.com and be like, hey Katy. So no, sorry, be like, howdy Katy. I'm an avid listener from Oregon, US. I've spent like the last year trying to catch up on all your albums, and I finally did. Even though your fun fact segment never existed in your albums, I wanted to tell you this fact anyway, and then tell her the same fact about the guy committing suicide, mate, just to break the tension with Katy. I'm sure she likes an old accidental neck snap email shot to her, and then be like, hey Katy, I haven't kissed a girl, so I don't know if I like it. How can you help me? And then she'll probably just send you the MP3 to the song or the iTunes link, so she makes a buck out of you. Dude, honestly, that's insane if you've never kissed her. I'll be honest, I don't think you're dating her. I don't think you've been with this girl if you haven't kissed. I don't think that counts. So maybe, ask her, obviously make it a consensual kiss. Be like, hey, maybe she's gonna say, do you want a kiss? And if she goes no, you go, cool, we're not dating. You know what I mean? Maybe you think you're dating and you're not, but which is fine, but we've all been there. I mean, I haven't, and not many other people have, but I'm just trying to make you feel comfortable. We've all been there, wink. And that's totally normal. It's not, but it's great, man. Good on you. Yeah, I would say, man, you need to like, ask her friend or ask her and be like, what's the deal with that? Just hit it with a Jerry Seinfeld. What's the deal with no kisses? And then, I don't know. Dude, honestly, this is one of the weirdest questions I've ever got. And I don't know how to help you. I think that's the end of the podcast. You know what? Maybe I'll ask Osha next week. I'll ask Osha. I'll write that down in my notes. Ask Osha about guy who hasn't kissed his girl. Alright, because, I mean, he hosts a dating show. He'll know the answer. He's seen it happen before. Ask Osh. I'm going to make an Ask Osh thread in the Memoirs of a White Guy group, and that's going to be on one of them. Guys, thank you very much for listening to the podcast. I hope you're bloody pumped for next week, because I can't wait. Episode 100. It's going to be the biggest episode of the podcast of all time. Make sure you tell your friends. Let's make it the most listened to episode of the podcast ever. And yeah, guys, and I want to thank you before we get to episode 100. Thank you guys very much for coming along with me on this stupid, crazy journey of mine, which is, I guess, my life. That's the worst way to put it. But yeah, thank you very much for listening to the podcast. I feel like you guys know more about me than my friends and then my family. And so yeah, I appreciate you listening. It means a lot. And hey, I can't wait to do 100 more apps. Thank you very much for listening. Go rate it on iTunes because it helps us get back in the charts. I think we're out of the charts at the moment. So let's get back up there, get in there. We were like 30 the other day and now we're back out. What? Like iTunes is broken. But anyway, let's get back up in the charts. And thank you very much for listening, guys. Have a good week and get bloody pumped for next week.